Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Ooh, hi.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? Spring has sprung, stylies.
Oh, wow.
I do see
it's
it.
It's true.
It's springing.
It's true.
The flowers.
The crocuses are out.
Mm-hmm.
The cloacas.
I saw a tulip.
You did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I actually tiptoed through the tulips.
Mm-hmm.
And I danced to the daisies.
That's great to hear that the both of
and
you
I
were,
ripped ass by the roses.
That's what I was afraid of. I was gonna say it's great you guys are having fun with the springtime foliage and you're not breaking wind.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I did smell a couple roses on my way home today, and one smelled really bad.
Oh, that must have been the one that Tim got.
I should have warned you about that one nasty boy.
Yeah. Nasty boy is a nasty man.
Yeah, I was on Hillhurst. Yeah.
So wait a second. Nasty boy is a nasty man?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's the only. That's mostly what he is.
Did you not know about that?
I was thinking that someday he'll grow up to be a nasty man.
No, they are one and the same.
We should do a version of Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Nasty boy, you'll be a nasty man soon.
Well, it's sort of like you've never seen Nasty Boy in the same room as Nasty Man.
That's very true, yeah.
I love how it's just so repetitive for nothing that really exists.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
There's no there there.
You want to talk about something? Here's some shit chat for you. You guys Great. Ever be on your computer? I was getting my computer set up here. I start my recording. I'm getting the Zoom link here so I can see you guys. And I was just thinking how crazy it is that whoever came up with, I mean, I guess Bill Gates with Windows and stuff, but the way that your computer works, it's so amazing. You click on the window you want to control, and then you click on another window, and you move this one out of the way so you can get, ooh, that's crazy that somebody came up with that, and we all
it's
know how to use
it. It's a graphic interface.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, Tim, and what I think is so exciting is that it's so intuitive.
Yep. Yeah. Did you ever have any friends or know anybody in school or anything who were like, I use Linux? You ever, or like they use something that's not the normal stuff and it's way harder to use, but they feel cool?
Well, all my family got a Macintosh computer, one of the blue bubbly ones when those came out. And then nobody else that I knew had a Mac. It was all PC computers. Mm-hmm. And, I think I couldn't really do much on my Mac.
those were hip Macs.
They were hip Macs, but I didn't know what to do with it.
It was lost on me.
Yeah, it was like Macintosh type computer.
Do you ever use the? Did you ever
type
do
paper,
DOS?
I meant to say
when we were kids.
No, no, no,
no DOS.
No DOS. But I like Number Munchers, whatever that was on.
Oh yeah,
that green little guy. You make him eat all the equations.
There's a version of that where you don't have to do math, and they were like,
"Oh, word munchers.
We want you to do the math version."
I want food munchers. He just goes around eating food.
I guess you can just do munchers.
Yeah,
no learning at all. Anybody have any other shit chat?
Well, the cell phones too, the iPhones, the fact that those work too. I can't believe it. Whoever came up with this stuff, come on.
Well, your lucky nice yours works. I got one of these my phone is.
You got bricked. His phone bricked out. What were you trying to say? Blueberry? Blackberry?
Bramble.
Bramble.
Hey.
Hey, not quite yet.
What do
not
you say? I love, but it's an Easter egg for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
That's good foreshadowing. But for now, do you want to get into a little booze news?
Booze news, hit it. Do you relax your throat and try to just...
And then...
Or do you, are you sipping? Because my thing with chugging...
Well, that's what I do.
About half the time I gag when I'm doing that.
Sure. Mm. Do you want to clean that thing?
Yeah. Because if four of us are just silent going...
we're not sucking or fucking.
Yeah, no. No matter what you hear, you're not sucking or fucking each other off.
This would be a hit podcast if we just said we were sucking each other's dicks.
Oh, God.
Genuine booze news was sent to us by Prajna Avidya. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Wow. That one needed a little explicit content disclaimer on it, though.
Yeah, that's hovering over the line of proper talk and improper talk.
Right, and hovering. We do proper talk here on the pod.
It's sprinting across the line.
Well, it didn't really say much. Well, it did say some F-bombs and S-bombs.
Oh, sure.
When I'm picking these booze news themes, and there's a lot of people listening to this show who are angry with me and hate me because I haven't played their theme yet, and I understand. Maybe I'm deserving of being despised, but I've definitely had to parse out the filthy ones because I don't want to be filth cast, you know. But every once in a while, hey, why not? Sure.
Really?
And also, people who send these in, you don't just get them on the air because you send it in.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know. It's for the listeners and the people making them to know that you know, Tim's got a stock.
Yeah.
High volume. Yeah.
I've got a vault of them under my house. I go down there. I slip one in my BVDs. I sneak it back up here. I play it on the podcast.
Yeah.
You got to know other ways to get music.
Nah.
Damn.
It's got to pass through those cotton BVDs.
You think I'm one of these Napster leak freaks?
Napster did it.
Okay. Today's booze news. It's a very fun one. We've seen other products like this before, but none took hold, and I'm rooting for this one.
A fun one. This is nice. I was checking out, but you said fun one. Now, what's this?
You were kind of thinking make snoozer. Merry.
Yeah, snooze news. This is usually where I take a little bit of a nap.
This comes from Melindo64 on the Discord, which you can have access to and hobnob with other slopheads if you subscribe to our Patreon at the Sloppy Boys, the patreon.com/thesloppyboys, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right, Jeff.
And the news is Coors Icicles. That's right. Coors Light Icicles, a frozen treat, much like, what are those, the long sticks in the plastic tube that you squeeze up, a flavor?
Yeah.
Flavor ice.
Flavor ice, yes.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a metallic silver tube, long and narrow, that has the Coors logo on it, and you keep them in the freezer, and you squeeze, and you yellow frozen beer
yellow
stick.
Brown beer.
It's beer flavor, they say, or are they?
It's Coors beer. Wait a second. Non-alcoholic? Coors Icicles are non-alcoholic freezer ices with the cold, crisp, refreshing flavor of Coors Light. Well, that's odd. Beer not freeze? Or liquor doesn't freeze, but beer freezes.
Beer should freeze.
You can make a boozy popsicle.
But maybe,
it's been done.
But maybe it doesn't freeze. Remember last time we were talking about the Applejack? How it was apple... Yeah. Alcoholic apple cider, but then froze kind of unevenly, so maybe it does that.
Still, it doesn't need to be actual beer for them to sell a beer-styled popsicle. Why do these companies they misinterpret their own appeal so much?
Like just hard Monster. energy drink has no caffeine in it. You know, you gotta give the people what they want. I don't care if it's legal. I don't care what the FDA says.
Yeah.
The FDA won't let me bay.
This one, well, I took this piece of news and I went on air with it because it's actually available. You know, like sometimes I click on these things in the stunts, but like you go to CoorsLight.com, you can buy these. Six pack is $20. You can order them. They're in stores also as well. So I was like, this is legit, but it's a beer flavored non-alcoholic freezer pop.
Huh.
I just don't know.
I just don't get why you would do, why would you drink, like, suck on a beer flavored popsicle does not sound good to me.
I don't know. Maybe you're a Jag.
Beer flavor is not a refreshing flavor.
Yeah. A lot of people drink non-alcoholic beer. No.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like that's serving a different purpose. That's serving like I guess if you just like the taste of non-alcoholic beer, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And that's just how it's going to be. And I need to be okay with that. I need to be okay with it.
This is the new normal, Mike. You have to adapt or die.
People are chewing on ice non-alcoholic beer. Okay.
Yeah. And right now you're kind of having your fight or flight response. Fight, flight, or flight.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking at my, the hairs on my arms are sticking up. I'm tense.
Yeah.
I'm in a fight position.
We should crapping agree my pants. That, like the three of us, when we're together, if someone attacks us, one person does fight, one flight, one freeze. That way we have our bases covered. I'll do flight.
No, you can't dibs flight.
I'll freeze
because I used to play hockey.
Oh.
Yeah. Jeff, you got to fight because you're a Ninja Turtle guy.
Yeah, but get my fucking ass kicked.
Video games.
Yeah.
You're so violent.
You beat up all those guys on that Oculus game.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'll snap into my Oculus mode. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Next
Oculus
time you're fighting,
time.
Just picture that everyone is an Oculus.
Yes, yes. Well, video world's a lot easier than real world fighting.
God, I wish I could live in video world sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I could go in, live inside any video game, I'd live inside the world of Tapper.
Yeah.
Chugging Budweisers to the dome.
Mm-hmm. I like the Tapper world when you get farther along, you're in a bar, then you're at a sporting event, and then you're at like a punk rock
bar.
Club.
Yeah.
And then back to the bar and then
I think I like couldn't beat the punk one and I was like, "What's after this?" And you're back to the first style or something.
I love that with old video games. It's like, same thing, but just a little faster.
Yeah. Three levels. Wow. All
right. There was another Tapper game that was like Logger or Logman or something like that.
Yeah. Well, Tapper, like the same. First of all, there's Tapper. Then there's Root Beer Tapper because it became so popular with kids that they made a non-alcoholic. They took the Budweiser branding off of it.
Sure.
And then there's one called, I want to say it's called Timber.
Timber. That's what it was.
But instead of pouring beers, you chop trees.
Yep. Sure.
But they all have that delightful blue-collar aesthetic.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, now you can send us away.
All right. Is that it for booze news?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nicely done, Jeffy D.
I'd love to hear about the drink of the day. Who's got it?
I've got it. And before I get into it, maybe all eagle-eared listeners might remember that this episode was Spring Has Sprung Stylies. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was announced
now that
the
you mentioned
it,
I remember, you rambling off about something like that.
Well, you guys know that, last week we did, what did we do last week?
Angel face.
Last week was the angel face.
Before that we were talking, it was St. Patrick's Day and then the angel's face. But then on our Patreon, we did best spring thing, no?
Right.
And it's, you might say that spring is the season that we're living in. And we're back on the IBA cocktail list right now. And we have a very spring friendly sipper for the listenership. Today, it is called the Bramble. You've had?
No, and not heard.
Yeah, no. Only
not
heard about
had,
it.
Not heard.
Only heard about it perusing the IBA for little interesting ones.
Yes. It's funny how, like, we always said, like, yeah, it doesn't, you haven't heard of the drink if you just heard of it from the IBA cocktail list. But now that we're like, what, 2.5 years into this shit, I'm like, yeah, I've heard of that. But it's like, oh, because 2.5 years ago, I saw it on a website.
Because for 2 years, you saw it and went, no.
No. Yeah. I don't have creme de mousse.
What, it's got what in it? I don't know what that is.
Well, here's the deal. We've got ourselves a new era drink, guys. You know, the IBA splits them up into three.
Ooh.
Unforgettables, oldies, contemporary Bramble. Classics, and new era drinks. I was sort of surprised
Bramble
by that.
Is such an old-timey word to me.
I know. And this will be interesting because this is a moment in cocktail history. I was surprised by this. Basically, there was a hot shit bartender in London in the 1980s named Dick Bradsell, who invented a bunch of drinks. And we've only name checked him on the pod once because he invented the espresso martini.
Mm.
But he's basically like a Harry Craddock or a Harry McElone who's invented a bunch of drinks, but it's 80s London, which is interesting because he has good taste. And, you know, he has like 1 foot in the old classics, but then had modern taste. But it's like the 80s, which we know to be the dark ages of cocktails and just Sex on the Beach and right. Long Island iced tea and sweet, sweet, sweet drinks.
yeah.
But
so
it
I'm
seems
thinking,
like this
okay,
guy was
80s.
Ahead of the curve. This guy reminds me almost of like the 2000s cocktail resurgence type of shit, but he was doing it in the 80s.
So he's sort of like the Tom Cruise character.
Ah.
You know?
Was he doing poems? In cocktail, you're talking
about? Yeah, is he a slam poet?
He's not a slam poet. He's a little bit more of a Dapper Dan than a party guy, but people called him the cocktail king.
We could overlook that.
Was he part of the new wave scene? I know the 80s London new wave is sort of happening. Post-punk, new wave.
Michael, no.
After punk, there's new wave stuff happening.
You know what?
He has a new wave.
You might be thinking of Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And I run.
All is right. Duran Duran new wave?
Yeah.
Show yeah. Bold show. Baby. Yes, they are. Oh, yeah.
So this guy isn't that. He's a Dapper Dan.
He's a Dapper Dan. Very un-new wave. But you know, I recognized him. I looked at pics today, and I was like, I've seen this guy as like a talking head in a martini documentary I watched on Prime. But he has since died.
Oh,
but basically we're talking about, yeah, a British guy in fancy suits, very charismatic, invented a lot of cocktails and that have this, they were very modern for that their time. He invented the Bramble at Fred's Club in Soho in 1984, which is sort of an Orwellian year if you ask me.
Ooh.
But
sure. Yeah, wait a minute.
He wanted to create a British cocktail that conjured memories of going blackberrying in his childhood on the Isle of Wight.
The verb to blackberry, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to go blackberrying. I mean, these days with the smartphones, everyone's blackberrying, but I think that's not what they mean here.
No.
Nope.
No. But if they did, they would be like, oh, wow, the interface is so intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
QWERTY and touchscreen.
Isle of Wight, I believe that's an island off the south of England. It's like there's like a music festival there and famous recordings of I've listened to like
Blackberry?
Like
Isle of Wight, name checked in When I'm 64, if I believe.
Oh.
Ooh.
I think it's sort of a carnival-y, summer vacation-y, boardwalk-y kind of a place.
Okay.
And the name of this drink, the Bramble, comes from the fact that blackberry bushes are called brambles.
Boom.
Yeah.
There's a Jenny's ice cream flavor called Brambleberry Crisp.
Okay, they're
delicious.
Being cute.
Yeah. They're being cute. But what we're talking about here is basically a gin sour,
yeah.
Which you may know as Neil Campbell's first drink at University of Iowa, but a gin sour with some blackberry liqueur to make it more this sort of nostalgic blackberrying British cocktail. And here is the IBA recipe. 50 milliliters gin.
Nice.
25 milliliters fresh lemon juice.
Mm.
Oh.
12 and a half milliliters, you know, so half, you know, half of 25, sugar syrup. Now, when they say sugar syrup, we're talking simple, right? Not like just wet sugar.
Yeah, that's what I assumed, but that's a good question.
Why isn't there uniformity in the IBA list, you know?
I don't know. The Tim, whole group care. Needs to, they need to have a meeting.
The IBA's days are numbered. We don't have to put up with this much longer.
Yeah. I can't wait until they're a distant memory. And you say, hey, Tim, remember the IBA? And I'll say, well, I haven't thought of that in years. the method here is pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker, except the creme. Oh, wait, did I skip that one? Yeah, the most important ingredient. After the sugar syrup, I didn't say 15 milliliters or half an ounce of creme de mour. How'd you guys do? Creme de mour.
Ooh, not so good, Al. I had to get creme de cassis.
Not bad. Not a bad substitute.
It was. I looked it up. I said, what can you substitute for de mour? And they said cassis.
Now, creme de mour is a blackberry liqueur from France. I want to say creme de cassis is black currant.
I think that is the difference.
Pretty close. And also blackberry is not black raspberry. Also,
different fruits. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know that I've ever had a black raspberry. It sounds good.
I've snuck them into a few pies you've had.
Yeah, you've had.
One time I stuck my thumb in a pie and I pulled it out and I think there was one of those right on there.
No, one time I stuck my dick in a pie.
Stop.
Okay, anyway.
Proper talk.
This is why people come at us with those booze news themes, Jeff, because they got a lot to pull from with you specifically.
They say, hey, well, this is the sleazy perv show. I'll sing to their level when I'm making a booze news theme.
Yeah, we need your booze news themes to elevate what's going on here.
Jeff, how did you do in the blackberry liqueur department?
Okay, I got Chambord because I've always wanted it, you know?
So that's the Chambord, the little, very famous. You know the round bottle. It's a black raspberry liqueur.
But I also broke into your house and got a little of that Mord.
Great.
Mord?
M-U-R-E, but the U has a little accent on it.
Mord.
I'm guessing it's French.
Because I read that the Mord was hard to find and that everybody uses Chambord.
I thought that too. I went to Cap'n Cork, found two bottles of... two options of Mord, creme de mour, and they had the Chambord, and they had like a lot. They had like blackberry brandy and blackberry schnapps. So folks, really,
you got options.
Chill and get whatever. Yeah, just put some sort of blackberry-ish thing on top of this. Here's the method. Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaper except the creme de mour. Shake well with ice. Strain into chilled old-fashioned glass filled with crushed ice. Crushed ice was a very posh thing at the time. 1984, people loved crushed ice. Then pour the blackberry liqueur, creme de mour, over the top of the drink in a circular motion.
Oh, a floater.
Garnish optionally with a lemon slice and blackberries. I have a big bag of crushed ice. I've got blackberries. I'm going to be having fun here, man.
Me too. I bought a fruit cup.
I got to crush my own ice right now. Mm-hmm. That is fucking great.
So we got to crush ice. We got to squeeze lemons.
Here's how you crush ice, Mike. You put the ice in a pillowcase and hit it with a hammer.
I'm going to put it in a plastic bag, I think.
No, it's Mike, I'm sorry. It's got to be a pillowcase. Well,
I feel like I'm going to get linty ice that way.
I think it's supposed to be linty.
Linty ice, speaking of which, was my rap name in 1984.
Oh, come on. That can't be true at this point. That can't be the case.
That's cap.
That's major cap. Major cap for y'all.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Coming clean.
No more cap. And then we're gonna whisk away and juice some lemons and crush some ice. And when we come back, first sips.
Rock and roll?
The first sips.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Back, brambles in hand.
Nice.
Let's see him.
Oh,
we got a very similar looking drinks here.
Yeah. Now, so the color sank, huh?
That was interesting because they told us to swirl it on top, but then it fell right to the bottom. All of us.
It looks cool.
I don't know.
It does look cool. I had one major disaster, which was my simple syrup. I've left it in the cabinet, thinking that's okay. And then
why isn't that okay?
It had a bunch of furry fucking moss, fungus, mold is the word I'm looking for. Let's be honest. Mold.
Damn, moldy mossy boy.
And here's what I did. I just sort of moved the mold aside and I still poured it in my drink. So let's see how this goes down.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah, that's really good. You know what happens is the gin kills the contaminants.
Yeah. Right. Not to mention the lemon.
Yeah.
All right, sips. I think I got to stir mine because it's so down bottom.
Mm. Up top, we got a gin sour that basically tastes like a Tom Collins minus the bubbles. Delicious. Now what's going on down below?
That's good.
This is springy. Spring has sprung.
Oh, ooh. Spring has sprung.
Well, I think I got to stir mine a little too. Hold on. Spring hasn't sprung over here yet.
Off he goes.
Yep.
Now, I stole a sip of Creme de Moor on the way in. Very deep, dark flavor. Reminded me of Cherry Hearing.
Yeah, very rich, huh?
Very rich. And I also took a little sip of Chambord for comparison. That was delicious as well. A little bit brighter, a little weaker, less sludge-like, but still very good and very similar.
I'm about to do that.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, man. This is a very good drink.
Ooh, blackberry off the top. Beautiful.
Ooh, that's good.
I may have put a little too much lemon juice in mine.
I could imagine scaling back on the lemon as well. I'm really surprised this is from 1984. Isn't it so like springtime and beautiful for
classic?
Such a weird time.
I wasn't listening. You're surprised that Orwell book is from 1984? I don't think it was written in 1984, Tim.
What year was it written?
It's titled 1984. That's about as far as we know.
Okay.
It's one of these books. A big part of it was not saying what year it was.
Let's see. 1984.
Really?
Or
Yeah. I probably don't even look it up, Tim. I probably let that one slide.
1949.
Woo!
That crazy.
I read Animal Farm in school. And 1984 as well.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, back to the drink at hand. I can't believe this came out In the years when people were drinking the woo-woo and the Cape Codder. Cape Codder's not too far.
But I feel like old Jay Gatz should be drinking this.
Exactly. Out on the lawn. Drink this in a white suit on the lawn.
Did you try some of that, your creme de cassis or whatever you have over there without the...
Yeah.
It's good. It's It's like
Chambord tastes like cough syrup.
I know.
Yes, it does. Chambord does have a cough syrupy.
It tastes like syrup.
Ooh,
not bad though.
Okay, I mixed this up, and this is
I get an ice all over.
Very good. Yeah. Very well balanced. I'm not worried about the lemon anymore. The crushed ice gets very melty very fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The creme de menthe mixed in with everything, and that is one of the best cocktails we've had on this podcast. Mm-hmm. That
is this is great.
Distinct, and you don't get a springtime treat like that ever.
I'll tell you what, the name creme de cassis or creme de menthe doesn't sound like something that's going to just on its own taste good.
Also,
it sounds creamy.
Yeah, why do they say creme when they mean liqueur, basically?
Well, I think they mean it like jack it off.
Oh, yeah, they jack off the fruits.
Well, I'll just say, this is drink is so good, you're going to beat your meat, that type of thing.
Cream your fucking jeans.
Oh.
Choke your chicken, flog your fucking dolphin, whatever it is.
Manually gratify yourself.
Okay.
Manual self-gratification.
Ooh, baby. Mm. This crushed ice is really fun, too.
Fuck.
I crushed it, too, with a hammer and everything.
And sickle.
I had a bag from the grocery store that had melted in my power outage, and it reformed as just a block.
Ooh.
So I chunked it up with a hammer, and I got nice big hunks and chunks.
I had a, I put mine in the plastic bag as I talked about, and then took a frying pan and banged it around. And my neighbors came over and said, "Are you okay in there? We're ready to bust this door down and hurt whoever's hurting you." I'm good. I'm
you
doing
hurt
the
him,
pod.
I hurt you, dude.
They said we should have known. We love the pod, Mike.
Love the pod.
Love the
good
pod.
Luck with the frying pan, dude.
We're getting set to listen to last week's. Because you're recording this week's. I said, wow, you guys even know the schedule? We love you, man. You made the whole building. You brought us all together. We're a community now. You know, I had the impact. Yeah. I'm just doing my thing. I'm not trying to be, you know, the guy who brings the whole building together. But
right.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm the fucking guy who brought the fucking building together.
Shit, I'm the fucking guy.
I guess I'm the fucking guy.
It's true. They say, no man is an island, Mike. You touch everybody that you come into contact with.
No man is an island boy.
No man is an island boy.
Island boy.
I can't believe those guys were one-hit wonders, the island boy guys.
I know, that sucks.
I thought they would have a big discography.
Island boy.
Hey, speaking of big discography, this week we're talking about 100 Gex on the Blowout. Check it out, folks.
Ooh, yeah.
10,000 Gex?
Not a disappointment, in my opinion.
Yeah, the latest from 100 Gex.
Yeah. 10,000 Gex.
Ooh. Yes, yes.
Speaking of, rock and bands and all that stuff, did I mention to you guys off pod what happened to me when I was buying the ingredients for this drink?
No.
Let's see. I don't know. I was listening pretty carefully as you were talking about the mixing the ingredients. So I didn't
recipe,
hear any of that stuff.
History.
So I must have left it out because you got every word. Well, you know, I live in Los Feliz, California, beautiful town. And I went down to Cap and Cork where I buy my premium liqueurs. Mm-hmm. Very helpful place. I like to talk to the owner. He steers me in the direction of replacements or recommendations. But I went there.
Cap and Cork for the Kelpie dork.
That hurt my feelings really bad.
Oh, Mike, how could you say that on
That pod? Was the full intention, to hurt.
To hurt and to harm.
Okay, well, apologize and I'll continue. Ruthless.
Then I guess we're not going anywhere. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
You're proud of what you've done. I wanted to hurt you and now you're in pain.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I forgive you. And so I was talking to the owner of Cap and Cork and I was like, you know, I need this stuff, creme de menthe, and you know, he had it, and we had it, but I was asking him, like, what's it taste like? What's, you know, what's the flavor of this? What's the fruit that this creme de menthe is made from? And he was like, yeah. He started scratching his head. It's that,
He couldn't remember.
What is it? And I was like, it's got to be.
And wait, you asked specifically the fruit, right? You said, what's the fruit?
Creme de menthe. What's the fruit? Yeah.
What's the fruit that this is of what the flavor of?
Just making sure I'm getting, yes, the fruit was what you asked about.
Yeah. It's kind of a hornet's nest of a subject, so we kind of got lost in the weeds a little bit. We, oh, you know,
it's a hornet's nest of a subject.
I was a little bit overwhelmed. Sure. And he suggested, why don't you just kind of cool down for a second? Why don't we pause and you go take get some fresh air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, which is smart. You know, if you're feeling emotional, remove yourself from the situation, get your wits about you.
Yeah.
So I go out to the parking lot. I had started to hyperventilate a little bit. So I'm out in the parking lot kind of cooling down.
Yeah.
Doing a little
Were
Lamaze.
You breathing into like the paper bag?
Yeah. Yeah, but I had to get one of those big grocery bags. Boof. So while I'm starting to calm down, starting to get some oxygen to all the different, the cortex and the cerebrum and the cerebellum and all that. Mm, and yeah. Then who do I see in the parking lot but 70s rockers Ram Jam, the obscure 70s rock band.
Ram Jam. Yeah. You saw the whole band.
They were there. They were standing only in Hollywood, man. Ram
they
Jam.
They have a hit that everyone knows. I just can't think of it, so that's okay for now.
I couldn't think of it either. I was like, Ram Jam, I love your shit, man. You're good. Everything about
I love your shit. I love your hit.
Well, so you can see this was a 180 for me. I'd been really sad and overwhelmed. Now I was Ram Jam, dude. I'm picking up what you're putting down, dudes.
Okay, I'm getting all this stuff that happened. I get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I explained the whole, they're like, Tim, they recognize me, you know, from the rock guitar community. And they're like, Tim, what seems to be the problem? You're all flush in the face. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, you know, I explained the situation, you know, like what fruit does creme de moor come from? And they had kind of all got a knowing grin across their faces and they nodded to each other. Like, I think we can answer this guy. And I was like, what, you know, what are you going to say? And they're like, they told me, we're going to tell you.
Yeah.
So I reach for my smartphone and I hit record. Thank God.
Beautiful interface on that smartphone, by the way.
Oh my God. Graphic interface. It's all
so intuitive.
And stuff.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Very intuitive. Beautiful my thumb design. Goes right to the record button. Big red button. Boosh. Yep. Just as Ram Jam says this. Hit the clip.
Whoa, Blackberry. Bramble Bram. Whoa, Blackberry. Bramble Bram, Blackberry and a drink. Bramble Bram, well, it's not gonna stink. Bramble Bram, Chambord will do fine. Bramble Bram, but Muir's the right kind. Bramble Bram, whoa, Blackberry. Bramble Bram, whoa, Blackberry. Bramble Bram.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Blackberry's got a drink. Yeah.
Oh, wait, their song is Black Betty.
Oh, that's the Ram Jam.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
Right. I should have known that because we were talking about so much about blackberries, I should have jumped to Black Betty. Damn, I wish I had thought of that.
Well, you blanked, I guess.
I totally brain blanked. Fart. Too many brambles for me.
I went back into the store and I said,
yeah,
Blackberry. And the owner of Cap'n Cork was absolutely, that's right. How'd you know? And I said, Ram Jam. He's like, right. Oh, of course.
Yeah. For him, it wasn't so much of like an odyssey. It was just like, oh yeah.
Ram he Jam, knew yeah. he didn't want to, he was just quizzing you. So he wasn't going to tell you the answer. I see. What right. I wonder, that's a good story, Tim. You really set up what you were doing there, but, I don't know why. You were so sad and or that we had to hear about you being so sad and flustered.
Well, because I
maybe
had to go
that would have shown up
if they came into the store.
Oh, I mean, what you said is fact. What happened, but
well, yeah,
I just
public record.
They could have come into the store, but
just to streamline the story and what we were getting at, I just don't know what I thought they, maybe Ram Jam would have sang about your emotions somehow.
I feel like Ram Jam, they probably would have just went about their day had they not seen a man in need, a man in crisis.
Right.
Right.
Gotcha.
Do you know a lot about Ram Jam?
I kind of know nothing. So you're right. You've had an interaction with them. I shouldn't even be questioning this.
I mean, that was my only interaction. I didn't talk to them in any other way.
I mean, but between the three of us, you're the expert.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for example,
whoever meets the band is the expert.
But like, Mike, you once saw Lizzie Kaplan stub her toe on my block when you were coming to my Christmas party. I didn't see that. So I would defer to you about any.
Right.
I'm the go-to Kaplan guy.
Yeah. And so you don't see Tim saying like, oh, she should have been in a car. Or she could have also been on a Lime scooter. Or,
Or a Bird scooter, even.
Bird scooter, Lyft scooters now. I think there's Revel scooters are big. Maybe back to the classic Razor.
Whatever happened to Razor scooters, okay?
What's it called where you take the, you're riding the scooter and then you kick it and the whole foot thing goes in towards the front of the stick and then right back under your feet.
That's got to be in Around the World. They probably should call around the World.
Roundhouse.
Picture Lizzie Kaplan. She doesn't stub her toe. She does it Around the World on a Razor scooter.
Hell yeah.
I'd see her do that in a movie.
Yeah. That would be like the Spider-Verse version of that story. I don't want to make a second one yet. How about that? How about
Well, it's quite a to-do to make a second one.
Springtime is not a chugging moment. It's not, you know, about getting tanked up. It's about you put on a nice seersucker suit, you walk to the nearest garden, and you hang out in a gazebo with a bramble, talking to the birds.
Sure.
You know. You take a ramble with a bramble. That's what springtime is.
There you go.
Maybe you see a squirrel or a bunny or a chipmunk.
That could be a whole viral springtime thing for us. Take a ramble with a bramble. Tag us on your bramble ramble, you know?
Ooh, that's good.
It's just a bunch of people getting open container tickets.
Public intoxication.
Popo no no.
Yeah, Popo no no.
What's brilliant about this drink?
Something.
The brilliant thing about this drink is that the creme de mour was so deep and dark when I tried it on its own, but you add it to the gin sour. It brightened right up.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And gin is floral. Lemon is springtime. Birds and bees are getting together doing the horizontal mambo, baby.
Birds and bees are coming nasty boys.
You turn into a nasty man.
This bird's a nasty boy and the bee's a nasty man.
All right. Well, what if I just do a quick chug? And then I will make another one. I'm going to do the Chambord version.
Great.
Okay.
How about you? Are you guys doing it a second round or is it just me?
I'll do the Chambord version as well.
Ooh, it's so good.
Timmy Likey.
All right, folks.
It's almost like a better, it's like a pink lemonade or something, you know?
I'm going to try something. I'm going to do...
Oh, yeah. Would you change anything?
I'm going to try a one-for-one gin and cassis.
Really?
One to one.
What about lemon?
Maybe a squeeze of lemon.
Just a little touch.
Just a touch. I don't think I need the sweet in there.
Great.
I'll let you know.
I'm excited to hear what comes out of the test kitchen.
Yeah.
Folks, why don't you take a listen to these ads, and when we come back, final thoughts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back. Round two. I did Chambord. Look at it. Check it out.
Ooh, a little lighter, huh?
Your Chambord looks darker than mine, though. Did you double it up?
No, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, see, I think that's... I was going to say, I took a little sip of the Chambord, and I was like, it's because it's a lighter flavor, like, the creme de mour, like, yeah, took over my drink. The Chambord did not. So I'm thinking that if you use Chambord, you might need to double or triple your measurements here, but yours looks fine.
It does look darker on the screen, but I think it's just the lighting of like the webcam or something. Mine really
copy. Webcams can be very dark.
IRL, it looks like
mine's really dark. I did just half and half.
My God, that looks like prune juice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not bad because I do like the creme de cassis taste, but it does need. I didn't put any lemon in it. Probably lemon could be used.
Sharp it up.
Okay, I can taste the Chambord in here, but I would definitely double it. It's not like as flavored as the creme de mour was.
Double?
I would say, honestly, the best approximation of creme de mour is more like cherry hearing or even like Luxardo juice dripped from your cherry jar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty rich.
Yep.
Pretty rich.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is a great drink to drink.
Great. I can't wait to hear more about it when we get to final thoughts.
That's not now.
No, go ahead, Mike.
Mike seems to be going rogue and breaking format, but...
order again.
Wow.
That's all there is to it.
Again,
I've said the whole the whole podcast I've been saying I do like it, so yes, I'm going to stick with a order again.
Wow, the big reveal. Mm-hmm. I'll say could it be a Stone Cold classic? Can something go from never even heard of it before to it's a Stone Cold classic?
I think last episode we reminded you about the term Stone Cold classic. Now you want to
dole it out.
Mike, there was a drink a few weeks ago that you didn't like and then you called it a Stone Cold classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know, and I think I was right in that.
Might makes right.
Are you pulling the trigger on that, Jeff?
What do you mean, pulling trigger?
Stone
on
Cold classic.
Yeah. Is it official? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me too. This is, I'm going to come right out and say it. You know, I was going to just say that it's one of the best cocktails we've had on the podcast, but my expectations were low because I hadn't had it. And it's so good so that it's like, it gets extra points. It's the most surprising. The most pleasant surprise on the podcast. I mean, not at a Trinidad Sour level because that's almost like a novelty drink. But this is a Stone Cold classic. And I didn't even read that it's a spring cocktail, but I think it's such a spring cocktail. This is a hole in the calendar. You need, I think the Bee's Knees is good. The Yellow Bird is good. But I would say this is like hot shit because it's not even a lot of ingredients. It's a gin sour plus a blackberry liqueur. Yeah. It's very doable.
You know what?
So you're saying this is an SCC.
Mike, next time you're having one of your get-togethers in a park, you arrive there and have a thermos of gin sour and you're pouring it onto the ice. And then as you're handing out the glasses to people, you're putting a little swirl of the creme de mour on there. And everyone's saying, Mike, I didn't used to like you at all. Now I think you're one of my top guys.
I can't believe you got invited to this thing.
Mike, you are most improved.
Well, that is interesting because usually, like, I like your idea of, as you're doling them out. Usually I don't dole out. I get there, I put my thermos down and lay on a blanket and say, the drink's in the thermos. You figure it out. I'll be in the bathroom.
Don't interrupt me.
I sat on a hornet. I'll be in the bathroom.
I might even declare this best use of gin.
Wow.
Okay.
Name a better gin drink. You can't.
Martini. Okay. This guy, knowing full well he's got two martini heads sitting right in front of him. Two martini heads who know where he lives, by the way, and know his weaknesses.
I prefer the martini, and I will probably attack you in your sleep, Jeff. But
yeah, okay.
Attack. Here's my thinking. Bramble Collins, top this with soda.
Ooh.
Go for a little walk. Go for a bramble ramble. Make a big one, you know?
Yeah.
Walk around. Fucking
make a big one.
A fucking A cabs come up to you. You tell them to blow off, man. I'm having a bramble ramble.
Yeah.
With the
folks
Collins.
Listening at home, you know, I like a martini as well, but you know, I'm an ice freak and a lime freak. And while this doesn't have lime, it's got a little sharp citrus and it's very refreshing. So you can see why I would step out of line and say something like best use of gin.
It's really good. It's a very good drink. It's kind of crazy.
Hey, ooh,
very good
drink. Another spring drink. This could be in our near future. But always uncertain the future is.
Grogu's dad.
Grogu's dad.
Pim's cup. Grogu's dad. No, it's adult Grogu.
No. Let's not get into it. Pim's cup. Pim's cup.
Right.
Oh, that's springy. That's springy, is it not?
And it's probably on the IBA, right?
I don't think it is. It should be.
Well, next week we're doing Pim's cup. I love those. You get a little sliced cucumber. You get the special cup.
Oh, a cucumber, eh?
What do you do, though, with the rest of the bottle of Pim's after you've had a Pim's cup? Is there anything else that's a Pim?
No. Pour another Pim's cup.
pour another Pim's.
Have a pint of Pim's.
I had one in, the first one I had was around the Christmas time. And so the first time we started the podcast, when Christmas rolled around, I said, hey, Pim's cup. And one of you, probably Tim, said, nah, that's spring.
Yeah.
So here we are. Time to pay the piper.
I said that because I had it in London in spring, but...
No, but you're right. It's got like garden vegetables in it. It's got cucumbers and stuff.
Well, you know, they say when spring is sprung, up goes the thumb when asked if you want Pim's cup, chum.
I've heard a lot of people saying that, and I didn't know what it was in reference to.
Yeah, it'll probably come up tomorrow or in the next podcast during the history portion.
Mm. All right. Mm. Well, that's exciting. Are we going to... Can we commit to it now?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Folks, we'll see you next week talking Pim's cups. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough of us boys, go over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, plunk down that $5, and get the whole back catalog of The Sloppy Boys Blowout, the much better show.
This show sucks. Bramble, yeah. Ram Jam, Booze News.
You can cramble the bramble. We'll be over there at Booze Blowout. See ya.
I spend my time all behind the paywall. Patreon, that's where it's at.
Me too. All right.
Talking Gex.
Bye, folks.